Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. Today is Wednesday. It's noon Eastern time, and I think it's even later than that wherever Sharon Gregresh is. So we'll ask her that one question in just a second or two. But every Wednesday at noon Eastern time, we do the Everything Real Estate Radio Show. And this is with Sharon Gregresh. And if you want to hear some of the previous radio shows we've done, go to buildingfortunesradio.com and then look for Sharon Gregresh. And you might say to yourself, well, how do you spell that? I said, I figured it out. It's really easy. It's G-R-E. And then you do a G-R-E one more time and then just add an S-H. So G-R-E, G-R-E-S-H, and then you'll figure it out forever. So therefore, when I spoke to Sharon like a long time ago, we were doing a radio show with a company she's working with, and she said, you know, I do real estate, and what do you do on your radio show with real estate? And I said, you know, I just really never found the right combination of somebody that has a wide variety of knowledge on real estate that could actually carry handling a radio show. And I did not know at that time what Sharon was all about and all the things that Sharon did. And I found that she said, well, let's do some. And I said, absolutely. And what I figured out is that although she is in Canada, a lot of the things that happen up in Canada also happen here in the United States. And for all those people that are, like, still freaking out, you might find that if you're going to be moving from the United States towards Canada, there's a lot of really nice things happening in Canada. So we're traveling Canada. We're finding out a lot of nice things about what's going on over there. And the other cool thing is that she knows everybody. So whether it's home inspections or whether it's guys that do countertops like with refinishing homes or whether it's mortgages or whether it's other things related to like you got to fix your credit, these are the topics that we talk about on Everything Real Estate Radio Show. So Sharon, thanks for being here. And I know that you are not where you usually are, so I don't even remember what time zone you are in. So over to you.
Well, I've moved time zones from last week, Peter. I am in New Brunswick right now, Hampton, New Brunswick. So I'm just outside of St. John, New Brunswick. And last week I was in Newfoundland. So I flew from St. John's, with an S, Newfoundland, to St. John, New Brunswick on Saturday. So here I am.
Right.
And it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, now where you are with Heart's Content, it's actually an hour and a half further than the Eastern time zone. So where are you now? What time zone?
I am, it is 1 hour ahead of you.
Okay.
So I guess I'm in the Central time zone. Is that Central? And then you're Eastern?
Right. Okay, so you're behind me.
Yeah.
It's around 11 o'clock there, your time. Okay, perfect.
Oh, no,
okay,
I'm
good.
An hour ahead of you. I'm an hour ahead. It's 1 o'clock here, and then
Our
guest, Tara, is back home in Alberta, and she is at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard.
Wow.
So we're all a little different point in our day.
Yeah, so if you're looking at a map, Canada's pretty big. I mean, Canada's pretty big. It goes from the Pacific time zone all the way through, like, beats the heck out of us on the Eastern time zone, plus an hour, plus a half, just to kind of, you know, tease us a little bit more, like, ha-ha, we're going to even go a little further out of that ocean.
Yeah, we're just going to go a little bit further. And I've been traveling through Newfoundland, PEI, New Brunswick, a little stop in Nova Scotia. This morning I was out at Fundy Bay. And it's about a half an hour's drive from where I'm staying. And Fundy Bay is where you get the lowest tides anywhere in the world. So we were out walking through the sea caves in Fundy Bay and watching the tide come back in. And all of the boats, there's absolutely zero water in the harbor. So if they didn't get out to do their fishing before the tide went out, they're not going anywhere until the tide comes back in at 4 today.
Wow.
So that was quite interesting.
Cool.
So
that's a big title change for sure.
Yeah, and definite, beautiful landscaping countryside that I've seen, and I've gone, into Newfoundland where people are buying, you know, 5-acre parcels of land, Terra, for $5,000.
I would like that.
yeah. No kidding, right? And, you know, a mid-70s built bungalow here in New Brunswick where I'm staying right now with a garage on a couple-acre lot that's about 1,200 square feet is averaging about $200,000. And
that's so crazy.
According to the property that I was looking at, and that same home where I'm from back in the Edmonton area is averaging about $430,000. So it's, and we're not getting the, you know, 1 or 2 acre lots along with that typically. If you want those 1 or 2 acre lots, you're going to add an extra 100,000 Canadian. So Peter's doing the math with the exchange sitting at about 1.28. So let's round it to 1.3. So, you know, and that's here in New Brunswick, you take that about $60,000 off of that and it's 140,000 US. For that property.
Wow.
But, yeah, there you go.
put it in those perspectives. Is it not pretty as well? I mean, or is it like, you know, desert, oh. You know, like with nothing going on?
Oh, no, it's gorgeous. When we were actually going through PEI, Prince Edward Island, I was blown away by how they farm the same type of stuff that we do in Alberta. And a lot of it really looks like Sturgeon County, where Tara and I are both from, the Sturgeon County area north of Edmonton. Looks a lot like those rolling hills going down 130, going down Highway 37 there, Tara, between St. Albert and Email, all over the place. And then you look off into the distance, and oh, there's the ocean.
How's the weather been?
The weather has been amazing. The humidity's been quite high. I have some cloudy pictures from Newfoundland, but it was actually 24 with a humidity of about 32. And right now it's about 26 degrees outside and the humidity is over 30. Yesterday when we were driving back from PEI, it was 37 out. And so humidity was higher than that. And we were on some really gorgeous red sand beaches yesterday. And real estate over there, it was super inexpensive compared to home or across Canada as well. So you know, before Tara wants to talk to us about the importance of getting pre-approved today, but maybe we'll get to that after our commercial break. And, you know, Tara, maybe I'll lead into something here with looking at these places. Lots of older homes here. Like in Newfoundland, the house that I stayed in was 110 years old.
Wow.
And renovated. And that type of product, right waterfront, I'm told by the realtors in the area, have no problems getting CMHC insurance, Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation insurance. Tara, how difficult would that be in Alberta, say, to get insurance on a product like that?
I don't think it would be too bad. You know, on an older house, the bank is probably going to want to know if there's been any upgrades on it, if it's a heritage house. But, you know, just because a house is older doesn't mean it's necessarily dilapidated and falling down. Lots of times an older house has had lots of upgrades and lots of character, and then the bank is fine with financing those.
So the bank is fine. CMHC isn't giving us any difficulties. You don't have to move over to GE. And maybe for our U.S. people, Tara, and Canadians alike, give them a quick explanation on mortgage insurance.
Yeah, so there's three different companies, CMHC, Genworth, Canada Guarantee. They all charge exactly the same thing. So the consumer, you don't care which one the bank is going to go through. And if you have less than 20% down, your file has to be approved by one of those three insurers or the bank will not approve, you won't be able to buy the house. And when you go through one of those three insurers, your amortization, which is the length of time it takes to pay off your mortgage, is 25 years.
Okay, so now, with that said, what people commonly don't understand about mortgage insurance is not insurance for you or if you got hurt at work. It's not insurance for you if you got laid off or if you passed away. It's not life insurance. Mortgage insurance is protection for the financial institution, correct?
You're exactly right, and lots of people do get mixed up on that because there's three different kinds of insurance. Whenever you buy a house, the bank is going to talk to you about life insurance, so that if you pass away, is your mortgage paid off? What are you going to do? Then the second type of insurance is the one we're talking about right now, the insurance CMHC, Genworth Canada Guarantee. That's the insurance that covers the bank. And then the third type of insurance that's going to come up in the conversation is home insurance, which if your house burns down or you have a flood, that's where you make a claim and get paid back for that. It protects the property. So you're
exactly
right, there's lots of times confusion around those three and lots to remember whenever it's the first time you're buying a house.
Yeah. So now if we get back to kind of the question about what CMHC does and does not insure, what a bank may have problems financing and that kind of thing, eventually I'm going to roll this into a condo question. But out here I've seen a number of houses that would be on blocks. They have houses with foundations, but they've got also houses with blocks. So I'm told there's no problems insuring those in these areas by realtors. And if we had a house on blocks or something like that in Alberta, it just wouldn't happen, right?
You'll see that more in the rural areas.
Yeah.
It's definitely tougher to get finance. What the bank wants to see is that it's anchored down somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So where you'll see that more here, as you know, is with mobile homes. Not
absolutely.
And mobile homes.
You and I have been through a few of those where we've had to go back to the sellers and have them anchor them and extend financing conditions to get the mobile anchored and then send people back out to make sure that they're anchored, right?
100%. The bank is really picky about that. And, yeah, you're right. Lots of times it does cause you grief on a file because you're running around at the last minute because I'm saying, hey, Sharon, listen, the bank wants to see that it's anchored. They're going to send someone out to make sure that it's anchored. You guys need to get it anchored quick. So, yeah, that's definitely something that we do see here.
Yeah, and then lots of time we're dealing with, you know, elderly farmers that have lived in their property for like 50 years and it's never fallen
no.
over or blown away. And they're telling us to, like, you know, hello, take my property
yeah.
the way it is or you don't get it. Right?
<know. laughs>
It
worked fine
a
for 100 years. Exactly.
Exactly.
They have a point.
Right? Yeah, they do. They do have a point. Okay, so I told you I was going to swing this into a condo question. Banks financing, CMHC, GE, anybody like that. Self-managed condos. Who likes them and who doesn't?
You know, it depends. I wouldn't say that there's so much, they're particularly caught up on self-managed condos. What banks like to see is that there's enough money in the reserve fund. They don't want to have the client have a payment shock where all of a sudden the condo fee goes up or the client has to come up with money because there's been a levy. So I wouldn't say that the banks have a ton of issue with just self-managed condo boards. The banks have an issue when there isn't enough money or there's been mismanagement of the funds in the reserve. So when a client does put an offer on a condo, each of the insurers has a list of properties that they're wary about financing in that property because maybe they've had some foreclosures in there, maybe they've seen clients with financial distress because there's been a levy, because there's been a substantial increase in condo fees. So they have a list and lots of and the insurers will say, we aren't funding in these specific buildings because we want them to get their condo reserve fund organized and up and running, and then we'll start financing in there again.
Okay. So if a building has $0 in its reserve fund, is a buyer going to get financing?
It depends, because it depends on if the property has been flagged before with one of the three insurers.
Okay.
So because if they don't have any red flags on a property, it could go through the system without a glitch.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's red flags on a certain complex, and it doesn't necessarily mean the answer is for sure a no. What they might be needing is updated financial statements on the condo corporation, because maybe they don't have the most accurate and up-to-date information. So lots of times it's just updating the insurer and saying, oh, look, they did do a levy. Now there's enough money in the reserve fund. Everything now is good to go, and you shouldn't. And then they're comfortable, and then they'll lend in that condo complex again.
Okay. What about condo complexes? I don't know if you have anything to do with this or recommend it or not, but say a condo complex is out of money or decides that they need to do a large levy, and the complex, the condo board or association itself wants to borrow for the levy, and then each individual owner just makes their payments back.
See, again, what the bank looks at is long-term. What kind of a position is the client buying in that property going to be in?
Mm-hmm.
If they buy into there, what's the historical data shown us?
Right.
Has there been issues? And if it is red flagged, what's been done? You know, that's great that the condo corporation is taking out a loan and everyone's kind of chipping in money, but is it going to be enough in the future that there's not going to be another loan that needs to be taken out or another condo fee increase? So what they are trying to look at and predict is what kind of financial position is our client going to be in? Is this a good financial decision for our client if he buys in this condo complex?
Okay. That sounds, those are all things that make sense to me. I hope they make sense to our listeners. We are going to go to a commercial break, and after we get back from that break, Tara, two things that we need to cover is, one, the importance of being pre-qualified, and if someone needs to fix their credit, how do they do it?
Here we go. We're going to be right back.
No problem.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are here, Peter Mingles and Sharon Gregresh and Tara Borle. That's B-O-R-L-E. She's done radio shows with us before, so that's Tara. And what you want to do is you want to check her out because she's really great at mortgages. So check her out when you go to buildingfortunesradio.com. Do a search for a guest, and you can search for Sharon, but search for the titles with Tara's name in it as well. Okay, so back to you, Sharon.
Okay, so Tara, tell us about the importance of a home buyer being pre-qualified.
Yeah, it's very important for the home buyer to be pre-qualified, because the last thing you want, or I want, Sharon, is for a client to go out, fall in love with a property, and then get financing at that point, because if the bank for some reason declines that application or says they can be pre-approved for a lower amount, it's heartbreaking. Having a client going and looking at properties for $400,000 and then the bank coming back and saying, oh, by the way, this client can only afford a mortgage amount of $300,000, showing them properties at $400,000, then showing them properties at $300,000, Sharon, wouldn't you agree that's a huge change in what they're looking at?
It is a huge change. a huge change. So now, tell me the difference between a pre-qual and a pre-approval, or somebody just having an in-branch banker or another mortgage broker that may be lazy, didn't do all of the work. You know that I get extremely frustrated when people's deals end up falling apart because a mortgage broker or banker didn't do their job properly.
Well, it's not fair to the whole system, because the client that has an offer on their home, thinking they're excited, that, you know, expecting that this buyer shouldn't have any problems or that they've already been pre-approved at the bank, it's upsetting for them. It's upsetting for the buyer that thinks that they can afford this money. It's difficult for you. It's difficult for me. So it's so important for a client, whenever they are going out and looking at houses, to sit down and do a full pre-approval. The banks right now have these ads that say 30 seconds and you're pre-approved. What they're doing there is, it's just a calculator. What's your income? What's your debt? Oh, how much do you pre-approve for? This amount of money. The reason that those aren't accurate is because clients lots of times think that they make a certain dollar amount. They think, oh, I usually make $5,000 a month. I'm guaranteed $3,000, but I usually make about $2,000 a month with my bonuses or my commission, whatever the extra income is. Well, if a bank is going to pre-approve you and use that extra income, we need to show that you've been trending and always earning that extra income for probably up to 2 years. So the income that you put into those 30-second pre-approvals, there's lots of stipulations on what the bank will and won't use for income. So the client doesn't know those answers. So they're guessing whenever they put that number in there. Also, for debt, whenever a client fills out the debt on those 30-second pre-approvals, they forget a credit card. They forget, I have don't pay a cent event and I owe $10,000 at the brick. I didn't think I had to include that. Well, you do have to include it, because sooner or later down the road, you're going to have to make a payment on that, and the bank incorporates that into your numbers. And so those 30-second pre-approvals are no good. What has to be done to get someone pre-approved is, we need to, as we talked about, check their income, make sure that the bank is okay with what we're saying that this client makes for income. Number two, we need to make sure that their credit is paid on time and we fully disclose everything that's obviously on the credit bureau. And the character is another thing that the bank looks at. Have they been jumping around from bank to bank to bank? So there's lots of factors that play that come into play whenever a client's getting pre-approved. It's not as easy as plug these three numbers in and bang, you're pre-approved. That's not a legitimate pre-approval. And that's the problem with that. That's how we end up with problems in the real estate market, because people that think they're pre-approved actually aren't, because they haven't provided the right paperwork or any paperwork, and a credit check hasn't been done. So it's really, really important for everyone to get that pre-approval done. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer to get a good pre-approval and get a legitimate pre-approval. It can take 2 days or 3 days to get pre-approved. It should never take 30 seconds to get pre-approved. It's not a legitimate pre-approval.
Okay, so now if someone does have to do some credit repair to have their pre-approval amount either increase or actually happen for them, I know that you'll sit down with people and give them some guidance, but if I was to say, what are the top things to do in 60 seconds or less, what do you got for us?
You want to, depending on how bad your credit bureau is, perhaps get a secured credit card. So you go into your bank, put down $1,000, the bank will give you, say, a $500 credit card. Use it, pay it, so that it's reflecting on your credit bureau. Another idea is to get an RSP loan. So take out a $2,000 loan. And what happens with that $2,000 is it's put into an RSP. Every month you make a payment on that RSP loan. The loan reflects on your credit bureau. And don't forget to make those monthly payments on time. I understand that maybe you get a bonus at work or whatever and you could pay off that loan. That isn't what you want to do. You want to keep that loan on your credit bureau because what you're trying to show is that you're making your payments always on time. And the other thing is if you've done those two and you still want to do something else, lots of times car dealerships are able to come up with dealer financing and even getting a small car loan that can help too. Anything to borrow money and rebuild your credit is great.
What is RSP?
Okay, we're talking about small car loans. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, you said something about RS something kind of a loan. I'm not sure what that is, and I don't know if that translates to the United States.
I forget what the word is off the top of my head. I know what it's called for you. It's where you put the money in for retirement.
Registered retirement savings plan is what it is. Yeah, 401k.
401k.
Yes, that's
got it.
What it is. Yeah. So you can take out a loan, put the money in the RSP or whatever it is, and then make payments every month to that.
Perfect.
And that helps rebuild your credit.
Yeah, and then you were talking about the car loan. So you're not talking about going and buying a $100,000 Audi. You're talking about going and buying a $5,000 car, right?
Yeah, very good point, because what you don't want to do is end up with a really high monthly payment on that car loan, because that's going to impact on how much you end up getting pre-approved for.
Right, right. Okay. So now what's my next question here? I do actually have two more. Give us a real quick recap on what the stress test in Canada is.
So even though your interest rate right now, let's say it's 3.44, the bank makes us qualify you at a higher interest rate. Just in case the interest rates go up, what they want to do is make sure that you can make the payment at this higher interest rate. So it's been frustrating for clients because when they were pre-approved for a certain amount, then the stress test came into effect, pre-approvals dropped substantially, some $50,000 or $80,000. So it was devastating for some clients to be forced to look at a purchase price much lower than what they were expecting.
Right. In some cases, that was putting them into a lesser valued or a smaller home than the home that they wanted to sell.
Oh, for sure. Or even into a condo.
Yeah, absolutely, depending upon where they were at.
Yeah. So some clients ended up just staying put and...
Exactly. And then the real estate market isn't moving round and round to help the economy move round and round, right?
So true.
Okay. Another question that I've been asked a lot recently, or people have been asking about, is reverse mortgages. When, what, where, and why?
NORA, there's two different companies we can go through. I've done a few of those. They're a neat product. It has to be a client's primary residence, and you can set them up a bunch of different ways. The interest rate's a little bit higher than, I think right now you're at about 4.6, I believe, is what the rate is for those. But they are geared towards the population where they are older, retired, and looking for an income, and the reverse mortgage works the opposite of a traditional mortgage. So what we could do is set up a $100,000 mortgage on their property, and every month they would get a payment out of that. And then it's
and that's
tied
the
into
CHIP
the bank
program here.
Yep, there's CHIP is one company that you can go through. There's a few companies now that are doing them, but it's a great product for the right client.
And what kind
so
of equity does the client have to have? Oh, go ahead, Peter.
Okay, so basically, with a reverse mortgage, then the bank owns the house when you're dead. Is that more or less the way it works? Like, it's not your house anymore. Mm-hmm.
No, there's a mortgage on there. So let's say it's for $100,000 or whatever it is. Yeah, it is.
It's.
I think what I know what you're talking about. I think those are called something different. I can't remember the word.
Life lease.
But life lease. You're right. And but no, it isn't a life lease. It's an actual mortgage. So that pays you every month. So you have a certain amount of money going into your bank account.
And what kind of equity do you have to have?
It depends on a whole bunch of things. It depends on the location of the property, your age, your spouse's age. So there's a minimum, I think, is 70% loan-to-value. So you have to have 30% equity in there. But I'd have to double check that. The ones I've done so far have had a lot of equity, so it wasn't a problem.
Right. Okay. Peter, did you?
No, we're good. But we're kind of running out of time, so I'll let you girls wrap it up.
We are. Okay. We
perfect.
We can do that. See, we can talk forever, Peter. So I just wanted to say thanks for. Yeah, there you go. thanks to Tara for jumping on. Always valuable information with her. And Tara, I will see you at home tomorrow. Peter, you have
awesome.
Go ahead.
Have a safe trip home. Thank you very, very much, Sharon and Peter. It's always fun phoning in.
Thanks, Tara.
Tara, drop your contact information.
Cell phone 780-237-7653 and on Facebook, Tara Borley Mortgage Team.
Perfect. We're going to catch everybody next week, and you're going to be more or less at home, quote unquote. And thanks for doing the travel.
I will.
Thanks for the cool videos you've been sending, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks, everybody. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.